So this is a story, the story of the cosmos, the story of Earth, the story of human, of gazelle, of mountain, the story of you and me. It is a narrative of one single integrated activity, universe. We wish to know what came first, what was the beginning, the event before all other events, the time before all other times. We don't know. It may be that we cannot know, and yet we have named it. The dream, the mystery, the quantum vacuum, God. 13 billion years ago, from that place that was no place, from that time that was no time, the cosmos flared forth in a silent blaze of inconceivable brilliance. All the energy that would ever exist in the entire course of time erupted from a point smaller than a grain of sand. Unimaginably vast quantities of elementary particles, light, and space-time itself unfurled and expanded from this quantum vacuum, this unity of origination. If, in the future, stars would blaze and lizards would blink in their light, these actions would be powered by the same numinous energy that burst forth at the dawn of time. 300,000 years later, thick with its power, the universe billowed out in every direction as the elementary particles cooled and stabilized, enabling the first atomic beings of hydrogen and helium to emerge. These elemental atoms were new unions made possible by the universe's powers of allurement drawing the elementary particles into bonded relationships. Neither inert, dead, nor passive, each atom roared with its own particular activities.
Galaxies emerged.
1 billion years of uninterrupted night enabled the universe to prepare itself for the next macrocosmic transfiguration. In the depths of its silence, the universe shuddered with the immense creativity necessary to fashion the galaxies, including our own Milky Way galaxy, over 100 billion galaxies in all. These gigantic structures pinwheeled through the emptiness of space and swept up all the hydrogen and helium into self-organizing systems and clusters of systems and clusters of systems. Each galaxy presented its unique form to the universe. Each brought forth billions upon billions of primal stars. The most brilliant stars rushed through their natural sequence of transformations and exploded in colossal supernovas that matched a billion stars in luminosity and spewed stellar materials throughout the galaxy. New stars formed out of those materials that had been created in the nuclear furnaces of these primal stars. The second generation stars were richer in complexity and possibly because the primal stars had created the elemental beings of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and all the other 100 elements. 5 billion years ago, the sun's mother star sacrificed itself in a supernova. New elemental powers were dispersed in all directions from the explosion so that the universe's adventure might deepen. 4,600,000,000 years ago, our Milky Way galaxy shocked the dispersed remnants of our sun's mother star into giving birth to 10,000 new stars, including our own, the sun. Once granted existence, the sun showed itself its own self-organizing abilities. 4.5 billion years ago, the sun blasted off most of the clouds of elements that were still hovering about it and spun the rest into our solar system. The charged early planets boiled as molten and gaseous materials. Each created its own story through its geological evolution. One among them, the Earth, formed in a way uniquely suitable for continued activity to unfold, due to its position in the solar system and the exact balance of its own internal dynamics. Over the next 500,000,000 years, as Earth's surface quieted and cooled, an atmosphere began to form. The first rains fell upon the Earth, and the oceans emerged. Water was continually exchanged between atmosphere and ocean. Mass upheavals of the crust formed great mountain ranges. Erosion brought rich minerals to the sea. These minerals, along with those arising from the volcanic action in the depths of the sea, provided a creative chemical womb and the conditions for a new and radically different step in the universe's development. 3,900,000,000 years ago, This vibrant and fertile womb brought forth the first living cells. These primal beings had the power to organize themselves, as did the stars and galaxies, and they had stunning new gifts as well. They could remember significant information, including the patterns necessary to knit together new living cells.
Cells invent photosynthesis.
Over the next 200 million years, the cells developed a new order of creativity as they learned to capture the packets of energy hurled by the sun at the speed of light, photons, using the glowing quanta as food, thus inventing the process of photosynthesis. By gathering their hydrogen from the oceans, the sun-eating cells, in their vast multitudes, released oxygen into the Earth's system. Over hundreds of millennia, the oxygen slowly saturated the land, the atmosphere, and the seas. By 2 billion years ago, the sun-energized cells had unknowingly pushed Earth's system into a condition beyond their own capacity to endure. The vast majority of the early cellular communities perished as their interiors were set ablaze by the oxygen. Yet out of this crisis, threatening the very viability of the living planet, arose a new and radically advanced being.
O2-loving bacteria plus the nucleated cell.
2 billion years ago, through the merger of separate and distinct living beings, the first cells with nuclei emerged. These new, more complex beings had the ability not only to endure oxygen, but to shape its dangerous energy for their own purposes. Thus, they seethed with creativity.
Sexual procreation emerges.
1 billion years ago, life was drawn toward union as these cells learned to reproduce sexually, thus vastly increasing the creative potential for new life. 600 million years ago, single-celled creatures took the daring step of submerging themselves into a larger mind as trillions of them gathered together and evoked the first multicellular being. Early animal life flourished on Earth as worms and spiders, snails, clams, and insects emerged. Eyes appeared, and Earth saw herself for the first time. 510 million years ago, the first fish moved through the oceans with their fleshy fins, developing backbones to protect Earth's earliest nervous systems. 460 million years ago, ocean waves left algae stranded on the shore. Unable to crawl home, they adapted to life on land, enlivening the long, barren continents in company with the insects who soon joined them.
Trees grow.
425 million years ago, plants developed wood cells and learned to stand upright, first living along the shores of oceans and rivers, and then transforming themselves into trees capable of covering entire continents with life.
Insects learned to fly.
395 million years ago, insects, cooling themselves by fanning heat away from their bodies, unexpectedly took off and became the first creatures to inhabit the sky. 370 million years ago, fish followed plants and insects onto the land, and soon the continents heaved with amphibians and reptiles.
Dinosaurs.
235 million years ago, the dinosaurs spread across the Earth in all their wonderful diversity of form, size, and life ways. Some, reaching up to the sunlit canopies, reached heights unsurpassed by any other creatures.
Mammals emerge.
215 million years ago, mammals emerged from the reptile family, bringing emotional sensitivity into Earth's living community, a new capacity within the nervous system for feeling the universe. Their developed parental care for their offspring has eventuated today into our deep concern for future generations of all species.